Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to our Vanderpump Rules episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and in absentia, my darling, Kate. This is the time of the week that we dive headfirst into Vanderpump Rules. Kate and I's podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms that you're listening to right now, has an episode every Tuesday. On Tuesday's episode, we deep dive the 90 Day Fiancé franchise. On a Wednesday today, we break down Vanderpump Rules. Plus, we have our Wheel of Shame episode, in which we deep dive episodes past and present from the TLC channel and figure out if anybody is actually learning anything from the Learning Channel. But this episode, oh, and on Fridays, hello, sorry, there's a lot going on, guys. The schedule is up and down. I nearly made it. We also cover the Valley. So I like to keep things up to date with you. The Valley airs tonight, I believe, on a Wednesday. So I will release my poddy tomorrow covering the Valley. And today this is covering Vanderpump Rules. And on a Friday we have our Patreon episodes. And you know what? There's a lot going on. So you may even get another episode then. But let's just say I'm busy. How are all of you? I hope you're listening to this, and wherever you are, in whatever country, in whatever state, I hope you are happy. I hope you are feeling good and you're having a great time. So relax, take a deep breath, because we need to get into Vanderpump Rules. So before I get into Vanderpump Rules, I did mention on yesterday's episode that I recorded covering 90 Day Fiancé that I have been watching nonstop Real Housewives of DC, which has been released to Peacock. Guys, you need to get on it. If you think, oh, it's a little bit too... it's an old show of the Housewives. It was only one season. I don't know if I'd be that into it. If you maybe came on to Housewives later on in life. Guys, I'm telling you to get on to DC. There is an English woman on there that is incredibly rude. And can you even believe it? An English woman being rude, judging people. God, I mean, what a concept. There are the very famous... very, very infamous couple that gatecrashed the state dinner. It's DC, it's politics, it's... there's a lot going on. I do ask you to watch it. I'm kind of embarrassed to say I watched all of it in like 2 days. Only one season, check it out. What else do I need to tell you guys about? I feel like I have some housekeeping stuff here in my notes. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Patreon episode getting released on Friday. I am covering the docu-series that is currently on, it's airing on Peacock, and it's called The Garden, Cult or Commune. One of our amazing listeners suggested that we cover this for Patreon, and guys, it has not disappointed. I think I've watched, I sped through like half of the episodes, I think there's 6 episodes, so I need to watch the other 3 before Friday, but I have so many notes already. Once again, there's an English guy that's at the center of it that may be a cult leader. So, you know, the English are really, really popping up in what I'm watching these days. But I really recommend, actually, that you watch it. It's a good docuseries. I'm unsure how it's going to end, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it was originally released like the end of last year. But thank you to our listener who suggested that. Once again, that's only available on our Patreon. So as you know, all of these shows that you're listening to right now during the week on the regular feed, they're all free. They're all free. I record them, research, record, write, do all of it myself and release it to you guys. And then our Patreon platform is only $5 a month. And guys, $5 a month, everyone's, I think nobody is exempt from the price hike and absolutely everything right now. I was going to go, I'll tell you this, just a side note. I was going to go to Subway today. Subway sandwiches, okay? Just Subway sandwiches. I was going to buy a Subway sandwich with a drink and some crisps, some chips, okay? It came, I was looking at it because I was going to order it on the app. This is not delivery, this is like pickup. I was just looking at it on the app and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just get a sandwich because I couldn't, you know, when you just don't know what you're going to eat, I was like, I'll just do a sandwich, whatever. It was nearly $18 for a Subway sandwich. And of course, we're talking a foot long and crisps and a drink. What in God's name is going on? But having said that, for $5 a month, that really, really helps support the pod. And I can't emphasize that enough. You know, there are multiple ways here. We obviously have ads on here that help us a little bit. And we're releasing our merch. And thank you so much to everyone that's purchased merch. It means bloody everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tote bags, hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts. But the $5 a month for our Patreon, you get even more content. And on Patreon, we purely go into documentaries. And I pick the wild, weird, wonderful poltergeist, hauntings, unsolved mysteries, crimes, murders, missing people, imposters, con men. Oh, all the good stuff. And that's only on our Patreon. And it is $5 a month. And it may not seem a lot, but that really, really, really helps the pod. So if my birthday's coming up in the next couple of weeks, guys, May the 12th. So maybe as a little birthday present, I can guilt trip everyone into signing up to the Patreon, because that would be a great present for me. All right, enough plugging. That's what we're doing on Friday. Go back if you have not already. Last week, I released an episode with the gorgeous, beautiful, lovely, wonderful Brandon West from Front Page Pop. We discuss the Valley in detail. He had some great insights. It's a really, really fun collab. Go and check that out. News in the Bravo world, because we're going into VPR. Did you see that something about her, this long awaited sandwich shop that Katie and Ariana have, is opening on the 22nd of May. Okay, so just over a month from now. Now, Brillo for them, Fabo. I have been, you know, when I'm in WeHo, I'm passing that place and it still is all, you know, there's still no patio, there's no awnings up, all that was taken down, which we all know. They've been very public saying they've had a lot of issues with permits, which is completely understandable. They're going to do some soft launches, they said, before the 22nd. So basically I'm just asking you guys, when should I start stalking the place? Should I start on my birthday? Once again, guys, my birthday is 12th of May. Oh God, I really am shameless, aren't I? I mean, it is a shame for you listeners. I'm so shameless. I'm selling everything. It's terrible. I wonder when I should start really doing some intel there. I'll get back to you, but I will be circling the place. Don't you worry, I will be circling. In other Bravo news, I did just want to bring up the news today that came out about Sonia Morgan's house. Man, guys, I mean, Sonia has had that townhouse on and off the market for 11 years. 11 years. And the only way they're selling it now is to go to auction. And that is, it's quite, I'm not by any means an expert in real estate, but I do know that it's odd that it's going to auction. They do that usually when they just can't sell it. And they cannot sell that place. And listen, we know, in the words of Dorinda Medley, turnstile and ticket. That place has been turnstile and ticket, so there is a lot of shit that's gone around in that place. But it is New York City real estate on the Upper East Side. I mean, it's a fortune. They're saying the starting bids are going to be 1.25, and I know that's only the starting bid, but it's a 5-bedroom, 3-story townhouse on the Upper East Side. And it has been, last time it was on the market was for, I think it was about 7 million. They had to keep reducing it. No one was buying it. It was down to 7 million. And it's still never sold. Very odd. But then again, as a lot of people point out, yes, it is extremely expensive real estate in New York City, But it's right next to a parking garage. If you remember when they do, go and look, you can obviously see all the shots online, but it is right next to a parking garage and the entrance to the cars is right next to her front door. It's really strange, but I just hope Sonia gets above asking for it. I hope she gets a ton of money and that place will be lost to history. It will have some new owners, hopefully. And I've put a campaign out on Instagram for Andy Cohen to buy it, because what could be better than Andy Cohen buying Sonia Morgan's townhouse? Oh, what a dream. All right, guys, let's get into this week's episode of VPR. I do love that this episode had so many flashbacks. My God, the flashbacks. We had Ryan Hill. And we had Pumptini. I loved it. We had a load of flashbacks. We had Jax at the bar being like, I've been in jail all weekend. I mean, it really has been, it was a wonderful episode for flashbacks. Thank you, editors, as always, doing the Lord's work. So episode 13, it's called Jax Attack. Woo! Starts off with Easton and Lala. We've seen Easton a little bit. That's Lala's brother. And I can never get my eyeballs on Easton. Like, Lala, I think, looks a lot like her mother. When you see her mother, you can see the resemblance really easily. I can't really remember seeing photos of her dad, but you can see that, you know, Lala looks very much like her mother. Easton, her brother, every single time he pops up, I can see maybe he looks exactly like the dad. I don't know. I cannot see any similarity with him, like, at all. It's really, I don't know. I always can never really understand his look. I know that sounds really strange. You know, I've used this expression before. You know when you just can't really see someone? Okay, I don't know. It's not facial blindness, but it's just, I can't really see your features or your face. I don't understand. That's how I feel about Easton. I could just never see that he's Lala's brother. Anyway, we just get this really quick shot of them walking into a non-liquor store. I mean, we get it, you're sober. I'm sorry, but we get it. We need some more. We need something else, Lala. Ariana's FaceTiming her boyfriend, Dan. Still don't understand that whole situ. Then we get, and the editors every goddamn time, we get a shot of James and Ali's house. We have the plane flying over to Burbank Airport. They are so naughty. Those editors are so naughty. And they're discussing some stuff and we about this brunch they're going to do. And then we hear, whoa, and we see. Who do we see back on Vanderpump Rules for the first time in who knows how long? Mr. Jax Taylor. He is, you know, he's looking pumped. He is looking a bit sweaty. He's got a tight shirt on that's too tight for him. And he's reaching above the fence to say hi to James. And underneath it just says Jax, ex-Sir employee. Oh, you know they had, those editors had so much fun doing that. God, I'd love to do a day in the life of the editors editing one of these Bravo shows. Oh, it's so good. So he comes in and first he's nice. It's always the same way with Jax. He's nice, complimentary. He's like, oh, nice place, like it. Yeah, looks really good. And then the And then the plane goes over and he's like, whoa, this plane. Wow, you get used to that, don't you? It's like always with you, Jax, always. Anyway, then, you know, James is like, yeah, Jax and I have certainly had a history. And we get the great flashback of Cosmopolitan. Pumptini! I mean, brilliant, brilliant. They're talking about how they're going to be doing a brunch at Sir, which is so strange considering, you know, Lisa Vanderpump doesn't really want anything to do with Jax and he's just going to put his name on this flyer. They're going to do that. So they're discussing all of this. And then they get into Katie because Jax hears that Katie has said that he's been cheating on Brittany. Now, with everything coming out in the past couple of, past week about Jax possibly having cheated with his PR direct, PR representative, I think it is, or the woman that, yeah, the woman, and Brittany unfollowing her, him being in Canada with her, you can't help but wonder, what did Katie know? Was there something Katie knew? Oh, we've all seen the reunion, I know, but I wonder, because she said there were tons of rumors going around town, and I'm sure there was. Brandon from Front Page Pop and I discuss it at length. I wonder. And he just hates Katie, and Katie hates him. They've always, always hated each other. And it's because Katie never fancied Jax. She never like, and of course in here he relates everything to women wanting to sleep with him because he's like, I don't know, maybe she wants to sleep with me, you know what, Jax, right in hell. So we get a flashback of that, and then, you know, before Ali leaves, I just go, hang on a second, I need to Google something. So we see James is standing there with Ali with Jax, and then she leaves because she has a reading, and I thought, I need to Google something. And I Googled Ali's age and I Googled Jax's age. The three of them stood there. Do you know Jax could be Ali's father? Guys, Jax is 44, apparently. I would say, well, maybe that is right about, I'd say he's about 44, about going to be 45 this year. Ali is 28. There's 16 years difference. So conceivably, yes, Jax could be Ali's father. Jax is having sex at 16. I'm sure he got a couple of girls pregnant at 16. Sorry, just, I'm not saying that as fact. I'm saying there's a possibility, right? If you're having sex, there's a possibility you can get someone pregnant. That's all I'm saying. So it was, it just, when I got that, I was like, that is wild. When Jax started at Sir, Ali was probably in middle school. It's wild. I don't know. That just always gets me because I look at these cast members and they're like all the same age as me, roughly. Give or take, I'm going to be 40 on the 12th of May, everyone. 12th of May, May 1, 2. And it just makes me think, I still think I have the mental capabilities of about 27. So I think of all of them as like 27. And that's how we saw them, right? We saw them all like that. And now when I'm looking at this and being like, Jax could be Ali's dad, it freaked me out. Anyway, Jax, of course, comes in nasty, comes in hot when James starts saying, you know, you do need to talk to Lisa. And he says, oh, what? I have to apologize to her because she owns a few restaurants in Hollywood. Wow. Jax, this, and I'm not saying I'm a massive, massive Lisa Vanderpump fan, but Jax, Lisa Vanderpump has worked for about 40 years non-stop opening restaurants from scratch and nightclubs in three different countries. She was in France, she was in England, and then she was in America, and doing it all in 6-inch heels, working 7 days a week and raising two children. So don't come and say because you own a few restaurants in Hollywood, this guy doesn't have a clue. Ugh. Anyway, then we move on to Sheena and Brittany. So we get Brittany back in VPR. Long time no see, Brittany. Right in heel. And, you know, she's going over to see Sheena, and Sheena says, you know, it's crazy to think about this, that Sheena and Brittany had their children 2 weeks apart. 2 weeks apart. They all, I remember that when Stassi got pregnant, and then Lala got pregnant, Brittany got pregnant, Sheena got pregnant. It's crazy to think they all got pregnant around the same time. So it was interesting that, you know, she's seeing Summer Moon, who looks so sweet, and she broke her little arm, so she has that cast on, and Brittany's very kind, and it's like, oh, you know, how are you doing, and things like that, and they sit down to chat, and Sheena's mum's still there. That mum is amazing. She looks like she's looking after Summer Moon a lot. And it was interesting to hear this, that Sheena said, I never want to be pregnant again. Because she was like, you thinking of having another? Brittany asks, and she says, I never want to be pregnant again because I don't want to possibly die. And, you know, Sheena's younger than me. Sheena's, I think, maybe 36, something like that, I think, which I know is still considered geriatric pregnancy. But did she have issues giving birth? She may have, and I just didn't know that. But it's unfortunately a way that there's something that's very, very real. Women in childbirth, women are still dying at an alarming rate giving birth, especially in this country. But I'm not going to go on to that. That's a whole other story. But then Brittany says, yeah, we're actually going to start trying for our second. And now they've split up. Dark, dark. So they're kind of like talking about their husbands, Brock and Jax, and, you know, Sheena does have a lot going on with that Brock. You know, I forget Brock's story because when he entered VPR, I wasn't watching VPR. I gave up VPR that season that, I think it was after Jax left, actually, because they brought in, you know, the Dana and that Max dude that's been brought up in this season. But I didn't like any of them. I didn't, Charlie, you know, I didn't relate to what they were doing. They were trying to bring in this younger crowd and then still have the older crowd pretend like they knew them all, but they were working at the same restaurant that they did 10 years ago. I didn't buy any of it. So I didn't watch for like two seasons until Scandal when I picked it up again. And yeah, it was, I know that Brock, he's originally from New Zealand, I believe. And yeah, he has these two children that he has no contact with. And I didn't know the whole drama, really. I didn't watch it play out about there was a domestic violence incident. He didn't play child support. I believe he's playing child support now. I know he was a rugby player, came over to America to try to get to the NFL. That didn't work out. And then I'm always saying every episode, what does Brock do? But last week he was talking about how he had gyms opening. They closed. So, you know, he's primarily, Sheena's the breadwinner. Sheena's got this show. If she didn't have that show, I don't know. You know, I think they do that podcast together, Shenanigans. And then that was cancelled, but then brought up after Scandal. I mean, you know, it is true when Scandal saved all of them in a lot of ways financially. And, you know, plus he also hurt a massive amount of people, as did Rachel. These two truths, you can hold two truths, right? And it's true. So that's the fallout of Scandal brought people back jobs and money. VPR was about to be axed. This happened and they all they've all guaranteed another couple of seasons. They did a fortune in merch. They, all the podcasts blew up. Sheena's podcast was cancelled. Sandoval gave her money, remember, when it was cancelled. And then she got it back again. So there's just a lot. There's a lot going on with that.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But anyway, they're having this whole discussion and we get these flashbacks of Brock like bitching at Sheena, and he goes, we need to get this whole nanny situation sorted because I need to be able to step away to fill up my cup. I don't know, he just, there's something off. I'm sorry, I don't know a lot about him, but there is something that rubs me the wrong way with Brock. Brock and those thighs and that ass, there's just something about it rubs me the wrong way. And then they're discussing, and Brittany says, well, I was earning a lot more than Jax at one point, and that caused tension with him. And they're like, yeah, it's just because they're really manly men. It's like, no, actually, it's because they're deeply insecure men. That's what it is. And then we talk about, you know, Sheena's had a lot of issues with postpartum OCD, which I've never heard about. But Sheena hadn't either until she was diagnosed with it. The anxiety, the intrusive thoughts. She speaks about these intrusive thoughts of Lala being with Brock or Brock being with the nanny. Now, I believe that postpartum OCD, as is postpartum depression, they're all extremely real, extremely real. And I think it can cause anxiety, it can cause depression. I mean, your hormones, I just can't even imagine after birthing a human being. But I would say that her intrusive thoughts, the ones that are directly about Brock cheating, I don't think that's anything to do with your very valid intrusive thoughts and anxiety due to your postpartum. I think it's due to the fact that your gut is telling you not to trust Brock. Sorry. Insecure men do bad things. I think that should be the title of VPR. The subtitle, Vanderpump Rules. Insecure men do bad things. And it's true. When insecure men feel belittled, when they feel small, they have to feel big again. And validation, number one, is by getting women to tell them that they're attractive. It's my theory. I'm just saying. So I think, I want to say, Sheena, darling, you are feeling that because your gut's telling you something's off with Brock. That's it. Then we get this very odd scene with Katie and Schwartz meeting at Mel's Diner, which I love Mel's Diner. Kind of overpriced, but it is iconic. It was strange, like them going on a date, like a lunch, and Katie explains, you know, I do want to be with Schwartz again, like hang out with him. He was a part of my life for so long. I mean, they were together a very long time, and then with the show they were filming together all the time, essentially working together. They went through everything. They went from, you know, being in that tiny apartment, struggling to pay bills when she was just a waitress and he never really had a job apart from modeling gigs, and then they became famous and they got a ton of money and got married and had, you know, puppies and dogs together, all this stuff. So it's interesting to see them together. They seem to have relaxed so much that the one-on-one is fun for them. And they're definitely flirting with each other. They have this date with Tori. They talk about the date with Tori, which is, I just find it really silly. They're like, let's both text Tori at the same time and see who she texts back first. And I just think it's kind of silly because we know Tori was not interested in dating either of them. And I don't think Katie was interested in dating Tori at all either. And I don't think Schwartz was that interested in Tori either. It was just a great, well, they thought it was a great storyline production. So it's just interesting seeing two exes like that, married, divorced, and then they just sat sharing a milkshake. It's like, Sheena and Brock decide to go out and get a hotel and go to dinner for their anniversary. They're 2 year technically, but 1 year since their big wedding. So they're at Barton G. I don't know why people go to Barton G anymore. It was like, it's on La Cienega. It's a really wild place. You go there and they do, you've seen it on probably every single Housewives show. They do it so that you get like, I don't have to explain it, really exaggerated, like big presentations with everything. It's kind of silly and over the top. And it was very, 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 very popular maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And it was interesting to see them there. But I think it was a very Sheena place. Anyway, so they go there and they have this very heart-to-heart talk about improving their relationship, making sure that they keep it strong, and about the nanny situation and going out and having fun, which, by the way, if you're on Sheena's Instagram, they are never not out. They're at Coachella, like, both weekends. Well, maybe not both weekends, but they were definitely at Coachella. Obviously, they're very lucky to have people to look after Summer Moon. They are at every bloody Daily Mail party, People Magazine party, opening of an envelope. It's always those two. And I'm thinking, you go out a lot for a, compared to a regular couple that has a two-year-old or however old Summer Moon is. It's like, yeah, you're doing pretty well to me. And he's complaining that he needs to go out more. Yeah. Just worries me a little bit, guys. It just worries me a little bit. And then they get onto his two kids and he starts crying and it's a lot. But they seem to be okay at this situation. Then a Tom and Tom situation, they meet up, Schwartz picks up Sandoval, and I don't know what that car was. If anyone can explain the reference to that car, I don't understand if that was referencing something. I didn't understand it. But I'm going to say something that, forgive me, guys, I'm going to say this. This whole scene with Tom and Tom going to get Schwartz's tattoo with Gordo and Butters, and then Tom falling off the chair, I kind of liked it. I'm sorry, guys. I liked it because it harked back to the good days of VPR. It harked back to when you loved Tom Sandoval and he was like, you believed that he was the good guy that was just trying to keep his friends together. And Schwartz and him were just dum-dums, but innocent dum-dums, when we know now that was all just a complete facade. Anyway, but it brought you back to that. You could see them once again, like, if you squinted hard enough, you could see them as the, you know, 30-year-olds in West Hollywood, in the apartment, drinking, like, Bud Light in those little apartments. And, you know, when they were just unintentionally really, really funny together, I don't know. I did like it. That's what I'm going to say. I'm sorry, guys. I liked it. So they're discussing, Schwartz is getting this tattoo of Gordo and Butters, the dog. And I did like when Sandoval was like, he's going through a trashy midlife crisis. I laughed and smiled. Sorry. Then, as before, Tom falls off the chair while he's drinking his Red Bull, which I worry for these people's hearts. We're not young anymore, guys. I know we all think we're 27. I'm talking to the cast members of VPR. We all think we're 27. We're not. We're like midlife. And we cannot be drinking Red Bulls. Why are we still drinking Red Bulls, Sandoval? That Jamesy's younger, but Jamesy's down in those Red Bulls too. Red Bulls, guys, everyone remembers, if you've been a long time listener of the pod, I did go back to my Red Bull phase. It was not pleasant. It was not pretty. But it didn't last long, so it's okay. But yeah, I did kind of laugh. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Anyway, so while they're getting this done, they were discussing how Kyle Chan, who is constantly with Sandoval, has invited them all to San Francisco because he's releasing a whiskey. I'm sorry, I thought he was a jeweler. Isn't Kyle Chan a jeweler? What is he doing releasing a whiskey? I don't know. These people in these businesses are insane to me. I don't understand any of it. I really don't. So then we see James and Allie having a scene where they go to a face gym. Now, I googled that and I'm going to get my ass there. I think I might give it to myself as a birthday present. Face gym is, I'm not going to bore everyone with what face yoga is. My mum had a book on face yoga in the 90s, an actual book, we remember those guys, an actual book on face yoga exercises. It is the best thing to stay young. Do you know that, okay, I'm gonna give you a quick fact. Face yoga is essentially exercising the muscles in your face, as this new face gym does. It's stimulating it. Because do you know that the muscles that we have in our face, we use so little of them every single day, that if we used the same amount of muscles that we use in our face as we do in our legs, we wouldn't be able to walk. That's how underused the muscles are in our face. So when you exercise them with these exercises from my mum's face yoga book, and at face gym, it stimulates them and it's working out your face. It's completely valid. It's a really, really fascinating read about the little movement our face actually has. And by stimulating that, what you can do to reverse the signs of aging. It's brilliant. So anyway, I'm going to get my ass down to face gym. I'll tell you that. So they're having a discussion about hippie. This makes me a bit upset because Ali, I understand James's connection with hippie completely. But Ali has her kitty cats, Mr. Banks, and she keeps saying cats plural. I don't know where the other cat is, but I know Mr. Banks. And that's the love of her life, those kitty cats. And now, you know, the dog cannot be around the cats because I don't know if it's not trained and can't be around them. But, you know, it is hard to integrate cats and dogs when they haven't grown up together. And you're having to separate them, and she can't sleep with her babies anymore. She can't sleep with the kitties. And that's a big deal. And then she has her friend's wedding she wants to go to, and James says, I can't leave hippie. So it was hard. I felt a bit uncomfortable watching it. I'll tell you that. I did. I felt uncomfortable. Then we see Ariana working out in the house, and she's FaceTiming Dan. And then we see that Craig, the assistant, come in. He's much more forthright than Anne. I mean, he just works a lot better than Anne for Sandoval. And he's saying, hi, when are you going to be finished here? And, you know, and he's all tattered up and basically everything Sandoval wants to be. Like the clothes, everything. And so Ariana's just talking to Dan about, I just want to get my money and get out of here. Then we go to the Sir brunch. And I found it wild. Like, you see them all walking in, right? And obviously they filmed here ever since they stopped working, they filmed there for years. They'll go back, and every season they're always at surf or something. But when you look around, I looked at them all, and you saw Katie, the whole crew was there, Katie, Ariana, Sheena, all of them. And you see them sat there and you think, you're where you are now, being on television for over a decade, earning the majority of the millions of dollars, whether they've spent all those millions or not, but a lot of money, fame, worldwide recognition, as silly as that sounds, it's a reality show, but it's true, all from one day you went into that restaurant, gave in your resume, and got a regular serving job. Katie was a regular server. Kristen was a server. I mean, it all started. They were genuine servers there. And I just thought it was interesting. I wonder if they ever sit there and think, this is where it all started. Remember these days. And so it was a little bit of a reunion, which I liked, because they did some more flashbacks as well. Because Jax arrives. We see Schwartz and Sandoval come in, and Ariana very purposely is on her phone. Schwartz is very purposely like, hi, everyone. Hi, Ariana. And she's like, mm-hmm. He's trying so hard. So the flashbacks were great. We see Jax coming in, and I put down here, it was like putting on a pair of warm slippers to see Jax back in Sir and on Vanderpump Rules. It felt right. We got a flashback of when he, one of my favorite scenes of Jax, when he's just describing to Lisa, he's behind the bar working at Sir, and Lisa's like, where were you? He's like, I was in jail all weekend. And it's just, that shit genuinely happened to Jax. Like, it happened all the time. So yeah, it was just great. So then we see, did I write anything down about him seeing Lisa? Oh yeah. So he goes to the back, James is speaking with Lisa, Jax comes in to Lisa, and he's very aggressive already to Lisa. Like, Jax is so much frustration, sexual frustration, anger at his wife. I don't think he likes Brittany at all. Anger at his situation being a father and son. Subconsciously, I think consciously he loves being a dad, and obviously he loves his child very much, but subconsciously he still wants to be out fucking around. He wants to be fucking around and finding out. That's what Jax wants to do. And I think he's just angry, and he sits down with Lisa, and I think he's angry about the fact he messed up. If it wasn't for Sandoval, if it wasn't for Scandoval, I should say, Jax probably wouldn't be back. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I just sneezed right into the mic, I'm sorry. He wouldn't have been back. And, you know, I think he knows that he messed up with VPR, and he's angry at Lisa Vanderpump for exposing him for who he is. So he comes up straight to Lisa Vanderpump, hi, how are you doing? Yeah, so, yeah, of course I'm here. Why wouldn't you want that? What does superfluous mean? He's very angry, dude. Angry. Anyway, they kind of end up resolving it. And he backs down a little bit. And then Jax comes in and sits with them all. And I liked it. Gotta tell you, I liked it. And then, of course, he's like, you know, I'm not one to gossip, essentially, which is what everyone starts laughing because he gossips as much as I do. Jax was great at stirring shit up. I mean, he went to the point of just completely eviscerating best friends, girlfriends, whoever, for gossip. So, I mean, he was a legend in his own right with that. So because I'm not one to gossip, but I do want you guys to know that Ariana, you know, that Schwartz might be moving into your house, and she just kind of laughed, whatever. And then they all go back to James and Allie's house, and it was like old days. Jax is like, I can drink. He kept saying that. He's like, I can drink. I'm a dad. But she says, and she's home with a kid. It's fine. I can drink. And then Katie was talking to Ali about Hippie. And then we have this whole conversation with Hippie. And James gets really, really upset by it all. And I understand soulmate connections with your animals. Absolutely. I understand it. I also understand Lala getting very upset, saying I have to share my time with my daughter. Imagine what it's like for me to hand her off to someone that I despise. And someone who I despise is Nanny that he's hired that I don't know anything about. So yeah, I understand her. Jax and Katie, they kind of get into it, and it was brilliant. So showing the throwbacks of those two as well. Oh, I loved it. And you look at them and you think, God, you two have known each other for decades. You've known each other for a long time. Before the fame, when Katie was dating Schwartz, Jax was dating Stassi. Kristen was with Sandoval, and they would all hang out. This episode made me very, very nostalgic. It really, really did. For the days of good VPR, I mean, there was nothing like it. There was nothing like VPR. It was wild, and it always makes me want to do a rewatch. But I don't have time for a rewatch, guys. There's a lot going on in the reality world. Love in Paradise. So I can't do it right now. But yeah, very nostalgic in that. We have that. And then we get Schwartz and Ariana speaking, and Schwartz is like, oh, he's knows how to play. No, you wouldn't hate me, right? You wouldn't hate me if I moved into your house. And she's like, no. Then we start talking financials, and you know on this show we love the financials. And he starts to say that what Sandoval has to do is basically I'm not an expert on this, but remortgage the house to pay Ariana out, to buy Ariana out. Ariana will get a lump sum, good for her, move on, which she has done. She's bought this great new house. Fantastic. But then Sandoval was remortgaged, meaning, I think this is what I said, what he's at 10%, which I do believe I heard this correctly, that the mortgage or his, it can't be mortgage, surely, perhaps, monthly would be 22,000 repayment because of how he has to remortgage. Or I don't know, if someone has a clearer understanding of it, please DM me, Tender Loving Care Podcast on Instagram, because I replayed it to see what he said. But he said 22,000 a month, guys. A month. There's no possible. I'm waiting any day to see a for sale sign in front of that house, in front of Sandoval's house. There's just no, I mean, what is his monthly income? I can't even begin to think about it, but 22 grand a month. Tickets to his show, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, is not going to be covering that. I'll tell you that for nothing. Then we move on to this very odd scene with Sheena saying, well, I want to get back now to put Summer Moon to bed, read her a bedtime story. And she says she goes to bed about 9. Now, we're at James and Ali's house, which is in Burbank. And Sheena has a house in Burbank, and then a house in Marina Del Rey, and she has a house in Palm Springs. She's doing very well for herself. Actually, she just sold the Marina Del Rey one, and now she's bought another one in the Valley. She's got two properties. Sheena is doing very, very well. But anyway, the point I'm making is she's in Burbank, and they're currently living in the place to get back to Summer Moon is in Marina Del Rey. Guys, even in good traffic, that takes ages. Ages. If you look at a map of LA, you're literally going from the top of LA all the way to the bottom of LA, to the beach. It's a long way. And she says, well, can we get going? I want to go and put her to bed. And that Brock was on that floaty in the pool. And wasn't he just like childlike? I don't want to leave. And then you just hear him shouting, being like, she has a sitter. The sitter can put her to bed. He's stuff. I can't put my finger on it with Brock. I can't. I don't know what it is that I'm feeling so uncomfortable with him. But it's, I think it's that he's getting angry like Jax is getting angry. That's what I feel. The inadequacy that he's feeling is rearing its ugly head, and that never bodes well for a relationship, and it makes him uncomfortable. Then the whole episode ends with Sandoval and Sheena going at it, because they're talking again about Sheena's song that she wrote and about profiting off Scandoval. And then, you know, she's saying, I've had thoughts about Brock cheating, and you know how hard that is. And then Sandoval just throws out, well, you were the other woman. And Sheena turns around, races back, and says, that was 16 years ago or something. She said, I was 21. She said, you better. And then they go at it. And Brock does stand up for his wife, as he should, which I was happy to see. But not good, guys. Not good. And that was the end of the episode. So I think it was a decent episode. Actually more than a decent episode, because there's so many flashbacks. And seeing Jax and Sir, seeing him behind the bar and those flashbacks, it made me feel warm and fuzzy. It really, really did. All right, I'm going to love you and leave you. It is going to be a couple of hours, and then you will have out the episode for our Wheel of Shame episode, which this week I'm covering a show called Buying Naked. Ooh, that was a doozy. So I will see you later, guys. You will have your another episode out tomorrow covering The Valley, which I think is going to be very explosive. I think there's a good fight with Kristen in that one, which I'm looking forward to. And then on Friday, we'll have our Patreon. So I love you all. I hope right now you're having a beautiful, beautiful day, afternoon, morning, evening, whatever. And you're happy and you're at peace and you enjoyed the episode. I will be back with you very soon. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.